In the busy village of Pebblebrook, something strange happened one sunny morning. The villagers woke up and found the park full of colorful stones. The gray stones were now painted with bright colors and fun designs. There were stones shaped like smiling suns, silly monkeys, and even a dragon that looked like Mr. Hootington, the village owl. Everyone wondered who had done it. The villagers tried to guess who the artist was. Mrs. Baker said, "It must be the squirrels. They are always up to something." Benny, the village squirrel, quickly said he didn't do it. "I'm too busy with my nut collection for winter," he squeaked, making everyone laugh. Three friends, Tom, Zadie, and Marco, decided to find out who painted the stones. They brought a magnifying glass and a basket of sandwiches in case they got hungry. They asked everyone in town if they had seen anything strange, even asking the chickens, but got no answers. Just when they were about to give up, they found a hidden alley behind the library. There, they found Miss Ethel, the shy town artist, painting a giant stone to look like a colorful watermelon. She jumped in surprise when Marco shouted, "What a cool painting!" and paint splashed everywhere. Miss Ethel explained that she painted the stones to make the villagers happy. She wanted to start an art festival. Tom, Zadie, and Marco loved the idea and decided to call it Pebblefest. The villagers loved the idea too. That Saturday, Pebblebrook had its first Pebblefest, with music, laughter, and art. Miss Ethel's colorful stones made everyone happy, and since then, the festival became a yearly tradition to celebrate creativity.